Welcome to today's episode of the iInstitute podcast, where we delve into the fascinating world of supply chain management. Today, we're exploring a strategy that's been a game changer for companies striving for peak efficiency, just-in-time, or JIT, inventory systems. It's a lean manufacturing approach that truly minimizes waste while maximizing efficiency by aligning production with actual demand.
Ah, yes, JIT. You know, I've spent over a decade in the supply chain industry and I've witnessed firsthand the transformative power of JIT. It's not just about cutting costs or speeding up delivery, though those are significant benefits. Implementing JIT, it's really about embracing a mindset shift within an organization.
Fascinating. Let's dive a bit deeper. Can you walk us through the essence of just-in-time inventory?
Of course. At its heart, JIT is about producing and delivering goods only when they're needed in the exact quantities required. This starkly contrasts with traditional methods that often result in large batches of pre-produced goods sitting in inventory. By aiming to minimize waste, whether it's overproduction, waiting, or excess inventory, JIT can drastically reduce costs and improve quality.
And where did JIT originate?
Ah, the roots of JIT go back to the early 20th century with Henry Ford's assembly line, but it was really Toyota in the 1950s that refined JIT into what we know today. Taichi Ono, Toyota's chief engineer, developed the Toyota Production System, which is the backbone of JIT, focusing on eliminating waste and enhancing efficiency.
It sounds like a solid framework. What are some key principles of JIT?
There are several, but the core principles include pull production, continuous improvement, respect for people, and supplier partnerships. Pull production means producing goods driven by actual customer demand rather than forecasts. Continuous improvement and respect for people are about empowering employees and fostering a culture of enhancement. And supplier partnerships are crucial for JIT's success, ensuring materials are delivered just in time.
The benefits sound compelling, but what about the challenges?
Oh, there are definitely challenges. JIT demands a high level of reliability from suppliers and increases risks of stockouts if demand suddenly changes. Plus, the cultural shift for an organization can be significant, requiring buy-in at all levels. And let's not forget, the upfront investment in technology and training can be considerable.
You've worked across different industries. Can you share how JIT is applied outside of manufacturing?
Sure, JIT has found its way into retail, healthcare, and more. For instance, in retail, it helps ensure that the right products are available at the right time, reducing overstock and waste. In healthcare, hospitals use JIT to manage supplies more efficiently, improving patient care while cutting costs.
It's clear JIT has a broad impact. As we look to the future, how do you see JIT evolving?
I believe JIT will continue to adapt, especially as sustainability becomes even more critical. With its focus on minimizing waste, JIT is well positioned to help companies become more environmentally responsible. The key to success, however, remains in continuous improvement and collaboration at all levels.
Absolutely. It's been enlightening discussing JIT with you today. Thank you for sharing your insights and experiences.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure discussing how JIT not only transforms supply chains, but also encourages a more thoughtful and efficient approach to production and consumption.